Be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. One Easter, a number of years ago, after all of the Triduum services were done at St. Gertrude's and Easter masses were all finished and we had eaten our Easter meal in the afternoon and everything. And it was a beautiful, sunny, warm day. I sat down and with Father McGuire and started to chat a little bit, just about odds and ends. And after a little bit, I looked over and I saw him completely slouched down in the chair, head touching his chest, out like a light, fast asleep from exhaustion. And being his good friend, I did the one and only thing that I thought would be right to do. I took a picture of him. And then I sent the picture to my parents, who knew Father well, so we could all have a good laugh at his expense. Well, that being done, you know, I soon afterwards took my own little nap. But that summer, he and I traveled down to Florida together during our vacation time. And we went for a little bit to visit my parents. And when we were there, my father had taken the liberty to print out that picture, frame it, and place it amongst the family pictures without saying a word. So that my brother and I and family things, and then there's Father McGuire asleep, slouched over in his chair. And we just waited patiently for him to see the picture without any kind of beckoning. When he did, it was worth every second of it. Now, assuming such a completely spent and exhausted position is actually quite common on these days for the clergy at the end of Holy Week, and probably a sentiment shared by many of you here as well. 40 days of fasting, of sacrifice, of prayer, it ends with a long and beautiful triduum of ceremonies. And these are surrounded by late nights and early mornings filled with sacristy work, review of rubrics, practice of the chant, sermon research and composition, etc. But it is the sweetest of tired states one can possibly have at the end. Because you can't help but liken it to having a very small share in our Lord's sacrifice in the end. A feeling that in some way, in a small portion, you've walked along with him and witnessed all that transpired on those holy days. That somehow you were there and part that moment on Calvary, and that now that it is all done and finished and the work over, a reward is a sweet little victory nap found wherever one may plop down. Our Lord, he was victorious too. His victory we celebrate today. Today we celebrate our Lord's victory not over sleep, but over sin. His victory over the cross. His victory over the tomb. His victory over death itself and over hell. He, by his resurrection, has gone and proved his divinity. He has solidified the veracity of everything he has spoken to the people who have walked with him beforehand. All the lessons he has imparted, all of the examples he has given, all of the virtues he has emulated, they are all solidified because now there can be no doubt that he is God. He is the sole person who has power over life and death itself. No other. He is the promised one, the Messiah, the one long awaited for. And his victory is his resurrection. And it is the source of all of our hope, our hope of salvation. But in his victory, in his resurrection, he calls us onwards to a struggle. He calls us onwards to a fight. He calls us onwards to another Lent before us. A Lent which is called life. We leave here and quickly find out what we've known all along. Virtue doesn't practice itself. Virtue doesn't even come naturally to us. It is something that is worked at and struggled for and hard to attain. Prayer is still necessary, for without it we have no grace. Selflessness in our life, it is still needed. Why? Because unless we are selfless, we cannot gain in merit. Sacrifice is still needed each and every day. Because without sacrifice, we have no strength. Vigilance against sin must be at the forefront of our minds. Because unless we are always on our guard against the folly of evil and the failure of human nature and our weaknesses and the devil and the world around us and all that sits and waits in trying to devour us and drag us away from God, unless we are constantly vigilant against these evils, then we can have no peace of conscience. Our battle does not end because Easter has come. Our Lord is victorious, yet we struggle onwards. The good fight continues. But today, we remember the reason why we fight. It is not a struggle in vain, but it is for the highest of rewards and fruits that await us. So, when we leave, yes, Lent has ended. Yes, we have come out of the darkness into the light. Yes, it is a time to celebrate and to rejoice and to sing alleluias and to praise and to have all the joy filled back into our days. Enjoy a good meal. Have a nice drink. Spend time with family and friends and relax a little bit. But be careful, because in doing so, if we are not ready, we might let our moral guard down a bit. It's easy to do and easy to forget about. But this can never relax, because our journey still lay ahead of us. It is a journey that we continue down for an untold amount of time. But the one thing we know is that it does end one day. And at its end, if we journey well, we finally find that rest and that peace. And it is eternal. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.